This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back to the Michael Kruger Show. And this is Money in Motion, sponsored by Klaus Financial. Answers to all your retirement questions in one place. You can also find out more information about anything we talk about on the show and about Klaus Financial in particular at klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Joining us this week, as always, Steve and Malia. Malia and Steve, welcome back.
Thanks, Mike. How are you doing today?
Great, great. Steve, did you enjoy your Super Bowl Sunday?
I watched it, Mike. The end result was interesting to me. The experience of Peyton Manning and the strong defense of the Broncos just dominated the Panthers.
Yes, it was not super exciting game, but I mean, defenses win championships, as they say, and that was certainly proven yesterday.
Yes, very much so.
As always, we do our Gloss Quiz question of the week. We will ask that question later on, and if you call 815-877-8440 and are the first person to answer the Gloss Quiz question of the week correctly, you will win this week a $25 gift card for Lowe's. That's right. So 815-877-8440, the Klaus Quiz question of the week. This is not the Klaus Quiz question of the week, but I have a question to start it off with you, Malia. And, I mean, these markets of late have been a little crazy, right? We're looking at the Dow right now. It's just a little bit under 16,000. Can you give us a quick rundown of what you are currently seeing trending in the markets and whatnot?
Yeah, Mike, you know, I think on days like this or weeks that we've had since the year started, people start getting a little unnerved. And really, because there's so much data coming in at the same time, we're trying to explain things that we can't always explain. And one thing we do at Klaus Financial is we provide a little bit of a synopsis every week. We call it the market pulse. And so obviously, there's so many sources of all this information, like I said, coming in, and you just don't know how to make sense of it. So we try to do that on a weekly basis. And so if any of our listeners would like to get a recap of what's happened during the week and what do they have to really care about, call our office and get on that email list for our Market Pulse. You know, there's the good, the bad, the ugly. What we're seeing right now is some interesting things happening throughout the world. Within our own space, though, what we saw was that earnings seasons came in with about half of the companies reporting actually earnings growth was down 4.39%. And similar to previous quarters, energy and materials were the worst performing sectors thus far. So no surprise, energy is playing a big, big factor throughout the markets. But, you know, this weekend we actually had we had a couple things happen. We had North Korea's launching things into orbit, which is always an interesting thought.
Yes.
And we had the Saudis meeting with the Venezuelans, and they didn't call for any emergency meeting. So, you know, we're not looking at oil, the possibility of oil growing, going up anytime soon, it looks like. So that was some interesting information. Japan made a major announcement this past week about their interest rates. They're pushing those into negative territory. So in theory, negative rates encourage consumers to save less and borrow and spend more. Of course, this is in theory. And so that's what we're kind of working with. Our fourth quarter GDP came in disappointingly at 0.7%. So, you know, 2015 ended up only 2.4%, which was the same as 2014. So, you know, these are true indicators that don't make us feel really good. But on the bright side of things, you know, that's why we try to have our listeners making sure that they're taking care of their own things at home, making sure they're paying off their debt, and making sure they have, you know, ample money sitting in savings, as well as money they're putting into buying a lot of great, great companies right now on sale.
Yeah, that's it's something that, you know, when you see all these different things going on in the news that obviously you can't control, the next question you need to ask yourself is, what can you control? So while our listeners certainly can't change the markets, which we see fluctuating a lot recently, what can they change?
Well, that's a good question, Mike. I think in reality, as Malia mentioned, some of the things we always educate and encourage our clients and listeners to keep perspective on is that your goals and objectives, for the most part, probably aren't changing as rapidly as the markets are currently. And as Malia mentioned, it's really a situation for people still contributing to their retirement plans for their future retirements. They're actually buying at a great discount. I mean, perspectives of market, as Malia pointed out, we've been sharing with our clients for the last couple of years that a 10 to 20% market correction happens on average every 18 months. And we had gone almost 6 years without any market corrections. So while the markets don't just go down, they also just don't continue to go up. It's perspective.
And so there's a lot of different things that you can do to ensure that you're not going to be affected more than others by the market, right? Like, I know, like, the worst thing you could do is probably just put all of your money in one or two stocks, right? No one recommends that, because if the stock crashes or, goes away, you can lose all your money. So that's kind of the point of a place like Kloss Financial, is to diversify things and have somebody smarter looking at your entire portfolio, right?
Very true. In fact, that's why you hear us continually educating our clients for investment diversification and overall asset allocation, because as you said, when you look at investing, you don't want to be so concentrated, because then you can end up with, in a positive market, many times greed can come into play, and on a negative market, you can end up with fear. And for the most part, if your investment strategy was geared to help you accomplish your goals into the future, the worst thing you could do is panic and pull from your strategy at this point when we're having a market correction.
Steve brings up a good point. Greed and panic. Those are really forces that work against your strategy. And to be honest, that's what really changes people's their motives are, I want to plan for my retirement, but the greed, if the markets are doing really well, plays a part, and then the panic on the other end of things. So it's really doing an assessment of yourself. As Steve said, have your goals changed? How can you weather the storm? And, you know, when gold goes up and people call us and say, should I be buying more gold? Well, no, it may be part of our strategy, but it's not going to become, the greed factor is not going to come out. We put everything in gold just so we can watch it come back down.
Right.
I mean, we can't
or
do
silver
that.
Or any of that exactly. stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We can't be playing the game, as you said, hoping that one stock, you know, hits the roof. You know, we listened to about Keurig, and hard to believe where we were 2 years ago with Keurig and everybody with their pods and their coffee makers, and now, you know, the company's down 60% in sales, and you're going, okay, what's the next thing? What's
right.
the next thing? So sliced white bread may be going by the wayside. You never know.
Yeah.
True.
I hope not, because I really don't like slicing my own bread. It can get very dangerous. This is Kloss Financial's Money in Motion. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to ask a little bit about taxes and, are there ways that you can plan to pay less taxes based on, you know, how you claim certain things and whatnot, and how that might affect your retirement plans. This is the Michael Coolidge Show, Money in Motion, sponsored by Kloss Financial. Don't go anywhere.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Yes, we are back on Kloss Financial's Money in Motion. Answers to all of your retirement questions in one place. So Malia, before the break, we were talking about how market volatility can make people concerned sometimes that they don't have everything in place. What generally speaking, can listeners do to sort of weather the storm when things aren't exactly stagnant and predictable with the markets?
Exactly. Predictable, that's a That's a long word, predictable. savings is something that we've talked about, you know, having your emergency savings of at least 6 months put in place. Second of all, making sure your retirement accounts are set up so that you can be adding money on a monthly basis to your retirement plan at work. And obviously, you know, everyone's heard about dollar cost averaging. As you're consistently putting money away every single month, you are buying in on the lows, the mediums, and the highs, and it averages out much nicer. So please keep on doing that. Reflect back. You know, we're looking at, for all of our listeners, the potential sources of their future income. And sometimes that's hard to figure out. People understand the Social Security angle of it, but they're looking at, where else am I going to draw my income from? That's why it's really crucial that you sit down with someone and plan for what your roadmap for your future is going to look like, despite the markets, because you really do have more control in what you're putting away on a yearly basis.
Now, what about planning for paying less in taxes every year? That's something I would think most people want to do, pay less in taxes, but how can that affect your sort of retirement planning?
That is another part, as Malia was talking about just a minute ago, with regard to continuing to contribute to your 401k plan through your employer. That, again, is we've shared in the past, are typically pre-tax dollars. And for other people, depending on their age and circumstances, they may actually want to contribute to the Roth 401k, which are after-tax contributions, but grow and come out tax-free. There isn't a right or wrong answer. It is depending based on each individual situation. But generally speaking, we have found that for people under the age of 45, the Roth 401k is what I would call a no-brainer. And if you're 45 and older, it's, a matter of economy, economics, taxes, as you pointed out, Mike, because the 401k dollars going into your plan is before taxes, so that helps there. You know, the other thing we point out for people is that while we're not accountants, we are very familiar with the income tax and planning part of the process for retirement. And when you take a look at the marginal brackets, you heard us talking recently about some of the changes that occurred with taxes and also Social Security at the tail end of this past year. There are actually currently 7 different tax brackets, ranging from 10 to 39.6% currently. And there's also 4 different filing statuses, from filing single to filing married joint return. So there is some differences involved with not only income tax brackets, but how you would file your return and what would be best depending on your marital status.
Yeah, people might not be aware of that there are 7 tax brackets and 4 different types of filing statuses, like 10%, 28%, 35%. That's what you mean when you say tax brackets, right?
Exactly. That's a good point. And they actually, the highest one is actually at 39.6%. So it will make a difference there, and that's based on your income. When you're in retirement, many times, well, people ask, well, is my Social Security taxable? Or are the dollars coming out of my retirement account taxable? And they are reported for taxes depending on your total income and deductions you may have. That would determine whether or not your Social Security would be taxable at that time when you receive it, and or what kind of a tax bracket you may be in. Typically, most people, when they retire, more times than not, they would probably be in a lower tax bracket, which is another part of that retirement planning process we've been talking about.
And I think another point Steve mentions is about the tax brackets. We're talking about marginal tax brackets. So this is a point of confusion for a lot of people. They consistently will say, well, I'm in the 20%, 25% bracket. And really what that means is you look at the amount of tax paid on every additional dollar of income for the next brackets. So the brackets are 10%, 15%, 25%. So if I say I'm in the 25% bracket, that doesn't mean that all of my income is being taxed at 25%. Actually, only up to $75,000 is my tax being taxed at 15%. Doesn't the additional amount jumps after the $75,000 if I'm filing jointly. So understanding kind of where you fall in the brackets every year may help determine how much, as Steve said, you should be putting into your pre-tax versus your Roth. If you have other people's income in the household, like a spouse joining yours as you're filing jointly, very important points to kind of know where do you sit on the tax bracket status.
I would like at this time to ask the cost quiz question of the week for our listeners who have been paying attention the entire show. A $25 gift card for Lowe's goes to the first person who calls 815-877-8440. That's 877-8440 with the correct answer to the following question. In 2016, how many tax brackets does the IRS provide for us? Again, in 2016, how many tax brackets does the IRS provide for us? 877-8440, $25 gift card to Lowe's for the first person to answer that question correctly. What about other issues like estate planning? We've mentioned wills before. Does everyone need a will?
Malia?
Steve?
Well,
Mike needs a will. Well, so
I do.
So we do spend a lot of time talking about this with our clients, and we always like to mention it because a lot of people don't have a will, and honestly, everyone does need a will. If you don't physically have a will, the state of Illinois or the state of Wisconsin or whichever state you live in, actually, they have a will for you. And it probably doesn't say the things that you would want it to say. It's not leaving the items to the right people. So at all costs, we really would like our listeners to have a will, perhaps a trust, depending on their situation. That's what they would review with an attorney, and certainly power of attorney documents, which we've covered previously for property and health care. So just
another
last minute note on that.
Too, Malia, yes. That many people miss actually are beneficiaries on your accounts. Because on all of your retirement accounts, most investment accounts could be checking, savings, you can actually designate beneficiaries on those accounts, which can help direct mm-hmm. where dollars would go when you pass away, and that would even supersede a will. So that typically for
another
most
good reminder.
People, we suggest to blow the dust off the beneficiary arrangements and make sure they still say what you want.
Exactly.
Steve and Malia from Cost Financial. Is there anything else you would like to add this week to our listeners throughout southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois before we say goodbye?
Just hold tight through the markets and keep to your plan. Talk to someone, talk it through, make sure you're allocated the way you should be for your age and your risk tolerance.
Steve?
Take a deep breath, and as Malia said, keep perspective on what your objectives are for your future. Today's yes. markets aren't the end.
No, and don't be terribly alarmed if you see the fluctuations. The best thing you can do is have somebody smart managing your portfolio and your future. Giving you advice on setting up your retirement situation. And Kloss Financial, we highly recommend 815-877-8440. If you have any questions at all about anything we discussed. KLAAS financial.com. That's KLAAS financial.com. It's going to be weird. We'll have no Super Bowl stuff or anything to talk about next week. Oh, and we should mention too, we're not going to do the show on Monday of next week because of President's Day and Valentine's Day layover, right? Hangovers and whatnot.
Yeah, I think it's just President's Day.
Just
the
President's
markets
Day?
Are closed.
Okay, really? It's not over Valentine's Day, too? The markets are closed, but we will be doing Money in Motion Tuesday of next week, not Monday. We just confirmed here with the Michael Coolidge Show, Powers That Be, which is yours truly, and Natalie. Natalie, you good for Tuesday? All right. All right. So we will be doing Money in Motion Tuesday next week at same time, 9:30 to 10 a.m. Steve and Malia, thanks for coming back, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thanks,
Mike. Thanks again. See you next week.
We will be right back on the Michael Kulich Show. Hour number two coming up after this. A whole lot to talk about, Super Bowl-wise and presidential election. This is the Michael Kulich Show. Don't go anywhere.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.